in the Gemara, it talks about it's a frightening thing to be maspid, somebody shaloi kahalocha. When Rabbi Kaveger was maspid the goyin, you know, he expressed that sentiment. How could you be maspid? How could you be maspid the goyin? And he said that, you know, the Gemara says that by a hespid, the Gemara says that Rab said to Reb Shmuel Bashilas that Ochem li behespeid the hosam koyimne, that you should arouse the people because the hosam koyimne, because I'm there. That's the way they understand it, is that the presence of the Nesham is there. So Rabbi Kaveger said, so maybe it's mitzvah shvacha, you could only say befonov. Yois that he's here, you could say mitzvah shvacha befonov. You can't say what the whole truth is, it's not shaykh. The expression in the Gemara is the most apropos expression. Torah, Torah, chigri sak. Torah, Torah, chigri sak. Gird yourself with a sack, Torah, because you lost your prized son. You lost your prized, your most precious friend. The Torah has friends. The friends are the ones, the Torah's friends are the ones that are Yogea Batorah and Omlei Batorah. Who was a greater friend than the Torah in this door? In the Pasuk it says in Mishlei, Ba'avosa Yishge Tomid, that he was somebody, he is intoxicated with love for the Torah. And that's what he was. He was intoxicated with love for the Torah. The Ravid says at the end of Hilchas Tshuva, he says that the taich of Yishge comes from the Lashon Shigoyin LeDavid, it's a shir. That was the song of his life. The song of his life was the Torah. The love of his life was the Torah. He adored the Torah. He cherished the Torah. So you had no more precious friend than the Baal Derech Emunah. So you, what did you do, a friend, when you know that you have such a precious friend? So you reciprocate. When somebody loves you, you reciprocate and you love back fiercely. And the Torah did that to him. The Torah loved him back. You infused him with Chochmas HaTorah. He wasn't an Eloi. Reb Chaim wasn't born an Eloi. There are Eloyim, and most Gedolei Yisrael, most of them are Eloyim. They were born Eloyim. It doesn't mean that they don't have to toil and struggle and work. But most of them are Eloyim. He wasn't born an Eloi. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, because of his amelus in Torah and his love for Torah and nothing else but Torah in his mind. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, his Torah infused him with Chochmas HaTorah. As was just mentioned before, if you look at that Sefer Derech Emunah, if you see the clarity that there is, being able to put everything in its proper place. You don't realize the goyness that there is in that. You know, it was mentioned his bekiyas b'chol machmane ha-Torah, but bekiyas is not a good word. Bekiyas sort of normally means, you know, he can cite a source and he can tell you where something is. You know what it is, that when you learn a sugya and you understand the sugya and you have a clarity in the sugya and you have a clarity and understand how Rashi comes with the sugya and how Tosfos comes with the sugya and how the Rambam understood the sugya, and when the stipler come and he came many times to his son, he said he saw it and he wanted a rayu or a kasha on him, he would ask, he would come to his son and ask, Zokt mir Reb Chaim. He didn't call him Chaim. What do you say to what I'm saying? And there, it's not a question of citing a source. It's bringing a raya, which means that you have to have the finger, the sugya, the clarity of the sugya on your fingertips, and then bring a proof or ask a shaila, ask a kasha. You have to understand what that means, and that kind of a clarity in kol ha-Torah kula, nisht fun anilui, not from an ilui, but it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that gave him chokhmah. That's when we say what the Torah does to a person, that's the kapitel tilim. Torah Hashem Temima, and all of it, what it says there, that infuses a person who learns the Torah la'amitoi, to want to just know and understand and know what the Dvar Hashem is, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to teach us b'chokhmasai. You were infused with the Kedushas HaTorah. It makes a person a Kodesh. And he was given a heilige mensch. His machshavas and his talk and everything about him was kedusha. It's not, you know, people use this term ruach hakodesh. I don't know about that. I don't know if there are people like that. But when a person has a sense of kedusha, when a person is a kodesh, you see and understand and see things differently, completely differently. A few years ago, there was this when Rabban Leib Steinman Zechreinu Livrocha, Zechet Tzadik Livrocha was alive. There was a group of people from South America that came to him. And he spoke to them. And when he finished speaking to them and they left, he called one, the head of the group, back in. He asked him to come in. And he tells him, there's somebody in the group that's not a mohel. He's an oral. What does that come from? It comes from, you know, there's an ois bris kodesh. There's a kedusha on a ben Yisrael that is a nimal gemalt, and gemalt properly al pidin. And if not, it's not like that. And he felt something, and there's a bekach havet. There was somebody that was gemalt by a doctor, and you know, they did atovis dam bris. The point, they told the story. They went and they told the story. You know, Rabbi Leib and Rabbi Chaim were mechutonim, and they told the story to Rabbi Chaim. Reb Chaim looked and he said, Das is a kunz alle kennen das tun. Alle kennen das tun. Wie kann man nicht wissen Kedusha? How do you not know Kedusha? It wasn't a chiddush to him, just because that's the way he lived. And he didn't realize, you know, he didn't realize who he is and what he is. It's just, that's what the person is. in the Menorah Amor, the Chofetz Chaim bring this down in his Torah Habayis. The Menorah Amor brings a meister about a chosid who he lived by himself in a secluded place in town. And he learned Masechtas Chagiga. It says there, he didn't know anything else. He didn't know any other Masechtas, but he learned Masechtas Chagiga. He learned Masechtas Chagiga. And he learned Masechtas Chagiga again and again and again and again. That's what he did his whole life. He learned Masechtas Chagiga when he learned. And he was nifter, and he was nifter by himself. He was alone. And there was somebody that came outside his house in the form of, there was a woman who was outside his house, and she started crying and raising, you know, crying and crying loudly, and people came and said, there's a person in there, and he's a precious person, and he helped me. And I can't tell you what he did for me. Take care of him. Take care of him. Bury him properly. Take care of Tachrichim and bury him and take care of him. And they didn't know her, who she was. The people didn't know who she was. And they asked her, who is she? What's her name? And she says, my name is Chagiga. My name is Chagiga. Estes, you know, that's what the Mishnah and the Gemara of Chagiga created for him, that she should take care of him and be shomer on him. That was that chosid for Chagiga. For Reb Chaim, he had many Chagigas, Brochus, Shabbos, Erevim, Tzochim, Bechiris, Nida, Tyris, Uktzin, Zroim, Alts. He had Gans Shas, Gans Torah was Chagiga to him again and again and again and again. Chazal talk about, was mentioned that Koshes Hilukim Shel Tzadikim and Yisosim Shel Tzadikim Kisreif as Beis Elokeinu. And I think that the pashat of that Maimar Chazal is that the Beis Elokeinu is the mokum of the Ashras Hashchina. That's where the Iker Dira, the Rabbeinu Shlomo made in the Tachtonim, was in this mokum in the Beis Elokeinu. And that's where the Ashras Hashchina, the Iker Ashras Hashchina, is in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and Bifrat on the Harabayis, and going further inside, then the biggest Hashras Hashchina is in the Kodesh Kodoshim, in the Beis Elokeinu. There's another place for Hashras Hashchina, and that Hashras Hashchina is if Tzadikim, Emes Tzadikim. And that's why it's kosher, just like there, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam destroyed Chas V'Sholom, when he destroyed the Baben Hussein or Rabim, the Beis Elokeinu, and he was Mesalik the Shechina from a Mokum, from this Mokum. When a tzaddik like that leaves this world, where there was Ashras Hashchina, and that was Ashras Hashchina in this world that therefore sustained the world. And that's why it's kosher, that's why it's so kosher. It was mentioned before, the Maimar Chazal, Kol Olam Nizan Bishvil Chanina Bni, V'Chanina Bni Dai Loi B'Kav Haruvim Me'Erev Shabbos Le'Erev Shabbos. And normally you understand that Maimar to say that everybody, the whole world was sustained, they ate meat and potatoes. And he lived a chayah precious. Chanina bini, dai loy bekav charuvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. He lived on a measure of carob, a whole of boxer. That's what he lived on. That's normally the way you understand that Maimar Chazal. But in the Toras Chaim, it says a meridik ezach. The Toras Chaim says that, you know, there's a hanhoga of rachmim and din that has to go together. Bereshis Bara Lakim, the Rabbeinu Shalom saw, he created the world with Midas Hadin, Roshen Oilam Miskayim, Shitafim and Midas Harachamim. So there's Hanhoga, there has to be a Mizug of Din and Rachmim together. But even with that Mizug of Din and Rachmim together, it still man couldn't exist. Yisrael couldn't exist. It's too chomer. So what did the Rabbeinu Shalom do? He did us a great favor. He was noyig with Midas Hadin. Hey, yes, you have a tzaddik that is shokel keneged. Many in Klal Yisrael. And Chanina Beni was shokel keneged kol ha'olam. So if you are done Chanina b'Midas Hadin, then you could be done the rest of Yisrael with Midas Harachamim. Kol Yisrael nizan b'shul Chanina Beni, and because they're nizan, then Chanina Beni is dailo. He can't have more than a kav charuvim because his Midas Hadin is shokel. Now there's a balance of Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim. And that's what, you have somebody that could be Mefarnes Hador. He's a Mefarnes Hador. This Maaseh that was mentioned, the Rosh Hashiva mentioned this before in the Hesped that he said. There's something that's so niflo with this Maaseh, with the Chogov. You know, he wrote a sefer, Kane Chagovim. You have to understand, it's one in history. How many Gedol Yisrael wrote Svarim on that? That didn't live even in the lands where there were Chagovim, and the knowledge of that, and the knowledge of a Shekel HaKodesh, the knowledge of the old Shkolim and Kiddush HaKodesh, and again, those are matonis that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave him, such matonis, and that comes from somebody who said Galeon Torah Lishma. But here there's something that's precious. That Chogov, he didn't know a certain part of the simonim of this certain Chogov. And he needed help. So what happened? The Chogov helped him. It came to him. Because the world served him. That's what Yaakov Avinu, you know, when the Avonim became one Evan, what does that mean? The Kavanah of that Chazal is, that the way Chazal say that Kol Olam was made to be Mishamish you. So it has to be a tzaddik. It has to be a tzaddik, an immense tzaddik. But then the world was made to be Mishamish you. That Chogov came. Why did the Chogov came? It came to be Mishamish this tzaddik. As is all this nashtik Torah, that he should know a piece of Torah. You have to understand the gudel of this Maisa. And when they told Rav Yoshev what happened, look, he's his Edom. Outzatreselt. He shook. He heard a madrega, he realized the madrega that doesn't exist with people. Rav Yoshev cited Hagoyis Maimini in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, right at the beginning, that it happened to one of the Balei HaTosfos like that. Those things don't happen. You have to understand the gedul of this Maaseh. You know, in the Gemara it says that Lasid Lavai, Hoyu Malachim Oim Naich, Lasid Lavai, there's going to be everybody. You're going to have 2,800 avodim. Everybody is going to have. The Gemara proves it. You know, from each corner of 700, the Gemara has a whole proof about it. So somebody once asked Rabbi Yoshe Ber, the Beis HaLevi, why do you need so many avodim? Why are we going to need so many avodim? So listen what he says. I'm zolken mekayim zan shvisas avdoi. listen to somebody's reaction. What do you think this world is? It's an opportunity to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So you have to, you have these Avodim, 2,800 Avodim, with every average of Mekayim Mitzvah, Shavitz Avda and Shabbos. What can Zayin Gress of you then? That was his attitude, Reb Chaim's. I'm talking, everything that he saw was Torah, an opportunity for a mitzvah, and there was an immense chassidus. I just would like to say I'm talking to Bnei Torah and including myself without any question. These madregas, a lot of them are you know, different kind of madregas. They're such dohimin of madregas. But I mentioned before that he wasn't a born Iloy, and he didn't have a photographic memory as Gavon. And it came just because of the matana that the Torah gave him, that Chochmah and the Kedusha that was infused in him through the Torah. That was the matana that comes from somebody that struggles and toils and loves the Torah. And that, maybe those madregas are a little rochak from us. But that we can become, you know, that we're not brilliant. We're not brilliant people. Most of us are not. We're not brilliant people. You don't have to be a brilliant person to become a Meridik Talmud Chochem. You have to struggle and you have to toil and you have to do it because you want to understand and know the Rabbanu Shlomo's Torah. And then he infuses the Kedushas HaTorah and the Chochmas HaTorah and the Tairas HaTorah into you. Bodika Menusa. You know, in the Gemara it says, in one pasuk it says, the Gemara asks him, Psochim, in one pasuk it says, Ad l'shamayim chasdecha, that the chasodim of the Rabbanu Shlomo Olam are Ad l'shamayim, all the way Ad l'shamayim, and one pasuk says, Me'al l'shamayim chasdecha, Zok the Gemara, Kan ba'oiskin l'shmo, Kan ba'oiskin shaloi l'shmo. If you're oisik l'shmo, then the chasodim of the Rabbanu Shlomo Olam are Me'al l'shamayim, even further away. Higher, Dr. Chaim Volozhiner. It's not just one is higher than the other. Me'al l'shamayim chasdecha means that the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives koiches to a person who learns Torah l'shma. Me'al l'shamayim sheloi kederach hateva. Sheloi kederach hateva. That's the way the Torah is given to somebody that learns Torah, because he wants to know the Dvar Hashem for no other reason. That's why he's learning Torah. He's learning the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Torah that was given to us. It's a different kind. It's a matana that the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives. It's not b'derech ha-teva. It's me'al l'shamayim chasdecha. It's higher than teva. That's what it is. We're learning now, you know, the parsha of Hakomas HaMishkan. To me, it's a dover tamua. Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mishkan, which was such a mishunadikines, Klal Yisrael couldn't do it themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu tries, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam says, you do your part and I'll help you. And he does it for 7 days. He builds it and he takes it down. Why? Why did he do that? Why did he have to build it and take it down? And then build it again and take it down? For what purpose? What was the reason for that? Hashroas Hashchina is not b'derech hateva. It's sheloi k'derech hateva. And we have to get used to it. You do it once, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And that's when the Rabbanu Shel Olam is mashir shchinasi, when you struggle and you toil, and you know that I just want to do something, l'chvoid Hashem, l'chvoid Torah, l'chvoid, it should be a kiddushem shemayim. That's when the Rabbanu Shel Olam is mashir shchinasi aleinu. He cared for his people. His people were his life. And I just would like to say just one thing that to me, I just like to talk about his bias. There's something that is so exceptional here and unique. I don't know that it existed. You know, first of all, you have four gedolei Rabban Shel Yisrael in one mishpacha, it doesn't happen. You know, that you have the Chazanish, the uncle, who was his, the stipler was his father, and the Chazanish was who he lived with. He lived with him. And everything that he did was Chazanish. And there was Chazanish, and the stipler, and Rebel Yoshev, and then Reb Chaim, G'doyle Hador Mamish. But there's something very interesting. First of all, you never find a woman is a G'doyle. I mean, she's an Isha G'doyle you find in the Pasuk. But where did you ever find a woman like this? You never found a woman that the world came to. The world came to and gave brachas and poured out her heart to every person who came to her, and they poured their heart out to him like G'doyle Yisrael. You never found that with a woman. It just didn't, it didn't exist in Klal Yisrael. And here you had a woman like that. And she had a husband who was the Godel Hador. Two G'doyle Dor in one bias. It's a matana that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael that just, it hasn't existed, such a matana. If you think about it, it's nifla. And with everything that she did, there was one thing that was important to her. As is only, you know, that she should be able, that she should help her husband, that she should be able to learn. With all the chasodim, and with all the Torah, and with all the being mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisroel, her ikar tafkid was to enable her husband to be able to learn. That's this bias kodesh, and a bias kodesh that Klal Yisroel was zoche to have, and the Rebbeinu Shem should help us, that he thought of us b'chayim, and the Rebbeinu Shem should help us, he should think of us the Moisoy, and it should be Bilam Mavis Lunetzach, Mach Hashem, Lokim Dilam Yalkoponim.